Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning, 7:33 Central Time, February 26th. Joining me in studio this morning, it's Thursday morning. Get to check in with Jane Wilkie. We were just chatting about our breakfasts this morning.
We were comparing breakfast smoothie recipes. So I was just in the middle of telling Andy about my breakfast smoothie this morning, and then all of a sudden he says, we're on. If people could only see what goes on behind the scenes in the studio. So good morning to you.
Good morning. You know, we have these little cameras in the studio. Hopefully someday.
Oh, great. Hello. I just saw them.
We don't have them on right now, but
good.
There might be a chance that they'll be on in the not too distant future. You know what's coming up soon in April?
Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm. There's a chance we might have them on. I'll have to ask our director of operations if they'll be on so we can smile at everybody on the cameras.
I see them now. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to make sure that I make sure that I'm all dolled up when I come to the studio. And of course, these earphones add so much to the hair. So speaking of hair and fashion, what a segue into what I was going to talk about. I am actually one of the people who watches the Oscars. So I am one of those award show people, and I'm, like dissing the dresses and doing all that kind of stuff. But but this particular year, I was glad that I did, because I'm not sure if the listeners or if you, Andy, had watched the Oscars, but there were two opportunities on Sunday night to do a wonderful tribute call out, so to speak, for Alzheimer's. So the first came when Tim McGraw sang a song that Glenn Campbell wrote just as he was, he knew he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Right,
and
right.
So it's called I'm Not Gonna Miss You. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has not heard that song yet, I would really recommend that they just Google it. Just I'm Not Going to Miss You by Glenn Campbell. And it's just a wonderful tribute. Now, there's also online, you can see the one that Tim McGraw did, which was a wonderful tribute to it as well. But when you see Glenn Campbell singing it, it's just really very truly touching. So I'm Not Going to Miss You is a song really basically he wrote for his family, saying, I am not going to be able to watch the pain that you are all going through, but I'm not going to miss you. So kind of releasing them from that standpoint and acknowledging the love that he had for them as he enters into this. And then the second was when Julianne Moore received the Oscar for Best Actress for Still Alice. And of course, Still Alice is a true story, and it's based on Alice Howland, who is a Harvard professor who was diagnosed early with Alzheimer's. So we tend to think that Alzheimer's is a disease that is only relegated to someone who's 80 or 90. And we are hearing more and more of the early onset Alzheimer's. But that's not really what I want to talk about today. I don't want to be a downer and have everybody worrying that because they can't find their keys, that they have something to worry about, because believe me, I've been there. But what I really wanted to talk about was that whole idea of what can we do to visit or to be with those grandparents or those older adults, those loved ones that you want to go visit, but you know they are experiencing dementia or even have Alzheimer's. And so you know they may not even recognize you. They may not even know you. You want to be there for them. And I'm thinking of it again, another online video. I don't know if anyone has seen this either. It's an extremely moving and touching one. It is of a woman who comes to visit another woman. And you can see by the woman that she is very frail and she is older. And according to what the video says, she has not spoken. She's not uttered a word. And this woman just very lovingly just gets into her space and just very gently sings, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. And she sings it over and over and over. And then at one point she pauses. And this woman who has not spoken in years sings or states or says the next line. So what that tells us is that music is deeply embedded in our in our minds and in our memory, and that there's often a link and a connection that you can create in music. Now, as it turns out, there are actually music programs put together for those who are experiencing Alzheimer's or are other related dementia. It's called Music and Memory. And again, just one more thing to tell everybody to go look for. There's actually a program called Music and Memory, and we have it specially certified for our memory care in Lenore Woods in Columbia. And we are learning more about it throughout Lutheran Senior Services. But it's also based, it gives the story of a documentary. You can also go online and just Google Music and Memory. But there's a documentary called Alive Inside. And what that does is it shows the connection of how music can mm-hmm. be so therapeutic. So I went on to Alzheimer's Association, or the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, and I really took a look at what we can do with music. And so here's just something that I'm just going to read from it. It says, music has power, especially for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, and it can spark compelling outcomes even in the very late stages of the disease. When used appropriately, music can shift mood, manage stress-induced agitation, stimulate positive interactions, facilitate cognitive function, and coordinate motor movements. This happens because rhythmic and other well-rehearsed responses require little to no cognitive or mental processing. But I guess what I really wanted to share with the listeners today was to use that gift of music. Mm-hmm. When you go and visit that person, that loved one, maybe take along that CD or that tape. Or what I really wanted to share, because of the season of the year, is I thought about all of these longtime faith-filled mm-hmm. followers and believers. And I think about this time of year as Lent. And I think that there are certain hymns, Lenten hymns, that sure. if you took your hymnal with you and you opened them up and you started to sing these hymns, whether or not that person could sing with you, there would be a connection to the past. So I just pulled out the, brought my Lutheran service book today, and I have tabbed different ones. For example, I don't know about you guys, but when I was little and I was in Lutheran school, Glory Be to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All of us sang Glory Be to Jesus. We learned all the verses and we could sing them. Or I take a look through the other Lenten hymns and I see Jesus, I Will Ponder Now. Or I see, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Of course, that's a hymn for Holy Week, but it's one sure, that you could still really pull down. Stricken, Smitten, and Afflicted. But the one I really, in the Cross of Christ I Glory. But the one I, one I resonate to, the one that if you ask me to just name off the top of my head a hymn for Lent, it's When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It's something that all of a sudden when you start to sing it, it's a little bit like a Christmas carol, but you start to sing it and you don't have the hymnal in front of you, but the words just come to you. And so as a devotional thought today, I thought I would just end. I am not going to sing it. If you were visiting someone, I think that you have the permission to sing it, because whether or not you're off key, but Jane is not singing it on the air today. But as a devotional thought today, because Lent is about reflecting, repenting, and remembering. So today, let's remember our past through this gift of this song. Let's reflect on our need for the Savior, and let's use this as an opportunity to repent. So I close by just reading the four verses of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a tribute far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, I really thought about that as I was reading it. You know, we're so used to singing them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we sing, we don't always really realize what mm-hmm. we're saying. Sometimes, so, you know, just taking out those hymns and reading them out loud as right. a devotion just really brings you back to what that hymn writer was actually saying as a way to be an expression of faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is, you know, you talked about visiting loved ones to share and to sing these hymns. That's a great thing for whole families to do. For the whole family to go and visit. Even if it's a shut-in from your congregation to, you know, for your family to go visit.
Wouldn't that be a great
idea? Especially during Lent or any time of year, mm-hmm. but you can make it a family activity during Lent to go visit a shut-in from your congregation and just spend some time singing a hymn or two. Mm-hmm. Praying the Lord's mm-hmm. Prayer. I mean, those are all things that...
Even just a small yeah. amount yeah. of time to do it. I mean, we read so much and we hear so much about, especially when you talk about shut-ins, when you think about that, just place yourself in that person's mm-hmm. place right now and think a little bit about the inability to leave your home and how being alone so much must feel. And there is all this research about the lack of companionship that sometimes that can lead to feelings of mm-hmm. isolation and even depression. So you're right, just that one visit, just that small little, don't have to spend a lot of time mm-hmm. To do it, but just to share that.
And there's something about if you have little ones, bringing them along, hearing them sing just is, yeah, it's a joy.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for coming over and in this lovely weather today, spending some time and making it here safely.
It's not as bad as it could have been.
This is true. Great to chat with you and God's blessings. Next week, Joni and Buzz will be in to visit with you. I'll be on my way to the Northern Illinois District Convention. So Joni and Buzz will be here with you next week to have your regular Thursday chat.
That will be a delight.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more conversations. Stick around for more of His Time right after this break.